In the last episode, we talked about Child of Satan, Child of God, that it was her own story. It was Susan Atkins' own story about her life. Okay, girl, I just wanted to know what you guys think of this case. To me, I believe it was just a bunch of young kids who came from different types of backgrounds and families. Some, yes, had plenty of money, and they didn't want to live that life anymore. They just wanted to be free-spirited, and to me, this is how they were living off the land. And I do believe that in this era, kids did behave a lot different than they do now. And they were just looking to find themselves. And with Charlie, yes, he was a known criminal, but he showed them a different type of love, and he let them be who they wanted to be. He didn't force them to go to church. He didn't force them to do this on Sunday or that on Wednesday or this on Monday. He kind of let them be open and free to themselves. And he kind of took the place of their family. And he kind of cut a lot of them out. Yes, away from their family. Like, cut them out ties with their family. But now, they had to want to go along. He never forced them to stay. Because if you read this book, she clearly says that there was times she could go back to her family. There was times she left and went and done on her own. So he wasn't holding them there. I do believe, however, they were doing the whole drug deal. And that's clearly what happened in the end. I'm not going to get too much into the murders because I don't want to do that. But I do believe in Charlie's innocence of the murder. And I don't believe he forced anyone to do something. And if they done that, they done it on their own will. But I believe if we had the modern technology back then that we have now, none of this would have happened. I have been studying this for years now. I have talked to Charlie on the phone. I have been following this case, and I've found a lot of indiscrepancies in this case. So, you know, I'm just kind of studying this guy's life from the get-go. He was meant to fail because his mom was a drug addict. She was young when she had him. She really didn't want him. He was thrown here and there, boys' homes, groups' homes. He was molested. He really had no one. And I kind of think, like, me myself, I'm a recovering addict, and I know what this leads to, and it makes you feel like no one cares, no one loves you. So it kind of makes you think that you're alone in this whole world. When I was younger, I was molested, and it sent me on this journey that I didn't want to be on. It made me hate myself, made me blame myself, made me lose all trust and faith in anybody, and including myself. So this is kind of what happened here with Charles Manson. He had no name forever. When he left the hospital, his name was No Name Manson. But he had no name. His mom didn't even care enough about him to give him a name. No Name Maddox, that's what it was. So, imagine how this child felt. At 13 years old, he was put into a reform school in a boys' home. And he left there and ran away and came back to his mom, and she shut the door in his face. She wanted nothing to do with Charlie. The only reason she kept him what times he did, or did get to stay with her, was for the $23 of bastard child support, they called it back then, in Boyd County, Kentucky. And she used that to drink, to get her drugs. Charlie even said himself, he had so many uncles over the time staying in and out of nasty hotel rooms. So it's hard to tell what's happened to this kid even before then that's not documented. Because unfortunately, we're not going to know everything. But people's not looking at the before effect of this man's true life. So I think if everyone would start from the beginning and kind of look into it. No, I'm not saying this gives anyone any justification for murder or for dealing drugs, stealing, writing checks. I'm not saying this. I'm just saying he had no one. And when he built his family with the girls, that's kind of what he had in mind. He was so used to being alone, and no one cared, and he was trying to show them love. So I kind of believe that's just the whole motive behind this. And I honestly believe that it was a whole setup. I'm still looking into it. If anyone has any information on this, please, no negatives. I'm studying this in class, criminology. I've been studying it for a few years. Could you please maybe send me a message to dreamadj@yahoo.com, please? So I'm going to say bye for now. And if you guys would like me to do a podcast on the Child of Satan, Child of God book, I could sit in each day, like read a chapter with you guys. Or I could start on some of my Manson books and we can study this together. It's all in what you like. Just please let me know. Follow me on Instagram @DreamAdonDJ. I do all kinds of things on there. And DM me with any information that you might want me to know. Or you would like to know. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. This is my first time, so bear with me. I will get better. Heads up, peace out, and I love you guys. Hello, my name is Dreama Dawn DJ. I am an avid reader of true crime and mystery books. I have been reading Child of Satan, or Child of God. Yeah. Child of Satan, Child of God. And it is Susan Atkins. It was based off of the Manson family. And I was wondering if anyone else has began to read this amazing book. And it starts out truly amazing. I gasped for breath and felt the dampness of perspiration across my lower back. Standing for a moment inside the door of the big brown house, I heard the pounding of my heart. There was a slight ringing in my ears. I was stoned. The hallway was darkening in the late afternoon. No one was in sight. Faintly, I heard music. Someone singing, I thought. I exhaled noisily, then stood still and listened. Somebody was singing upstairs. Delicate guitar patterns formed around the voice. I wondered, no one here plays like that. I waited and my eyes adjusted to the dim light. Where is everyone? I heard myself ask. My scalp suddenly tingled and I felt goosebumps rise on my bare arms. Maybe the police had beaten me back to the house. They were really hot after Tom, you know, the guy I was with. I smiled. I had given them some chase. Now what? I climbed the stairs slowly, my bare feet slight on the carpeting silently, and my short skirt whispering barely audibly back and forth across my thighs. I turned to the left at the top of the stairs. The music came from the big living room, passing through the massive oak double doors. I was startled. My eyes landed instantly on a little man sitting on the wide couch in front of the bay window. The fading sun's rays slanted through the partly open curtain behind him, throwing his features into the shadows. But I could see he was singing, his eyes seemingly closed. Without moving his head, he opened his eyes and stared directly into my face, and I stared back. Would anyone else want to hear more about this book or read it along with me? If so, please let me know. Comment on this video or this podcast. I'm sorry, I'm used to YouTube. And let me know.